Speaking of Columbia being the epicenter, let's go there for an update. We're joined live by Glenn Schuck, reporter and news anchor at 1010 Winds Radio in New York. He's on campus at this hour outside Hamilton Hall. Glenn, set that scene. What's campus look like this morning?
Hey, Gordon, good morning. Yeah, it's filled with NYPD officers, really. You're not seeing any students at this point here. A pretty dramatic scene. Let's kind of paint the picture here last night. It was around 8:30 that the students that are still here in the dorms got a message to their phones telling them to shelter in place. So that was the first clue that something was up. Minutes later, we literally saw a stream of NYPD vans coming down Broadway here in the area of Upper Manhattan. The officers by the dozens then entering the campus, as you've been talking about here, some by foot through the main gate to go to that lawn encampment, others, as you were talking about, going here to Hamilton Hall, which is a building that's been on campus since 1907 and the scene of anti-war protests back in 1968, your listeners may recall. So again, the officers used a ladder-type device to go into the second floor, and Gordon used what they call those flashbangs to kind of disorient those who were inside. They insist, the NYPD saying they never used a tear gas in the situation and then made dozens of arrests of those who had occupied Hamilton Hall using zip ties, as you mentioned, and tables to block the door. So we're not hearing of any injuries, dozens of arrests, and still dozens of police officers still surrounding the campus and inside the campus very early here this morning.
And those demonstrators, at least some of them, had kind of smashed their way into Hamilton Hall, right?
They did, yeah. They used some small hammers to smash the glass of the doors, videotaping all of this in the process, then climbing inside, unfurling banners outside of the windows. This is a four-story building. Again, it's an academic hall. It's not anywhere that the students would be sleeping normally. They occupied it. And really, Gordon, yesterday spent the day just kind of hanging out there. They were left untouched. They were even outside having Dunkin' Donuts and singing and cheering and people bringing them food. But then I think the university made that decision that they couldn't let this go forward based on the fact that, you know, occupying the lawn was one thing. I think they thought that, you know, going in here and damaging this building, glass and doors and other things broken here, that couldn't go on for the safety of the other students going forward. So They called in the NYPD and they've basically put an end to it.
We're speaking live this morning with Glenn Schuck, reporter and news anchor at 1010 Winds Radio in New York. He's outside Hamilton Hall at Columbia University. Any sense, Glenn, of like the percent of non-students who are just hell-bent on being destructive there?
Well, that's really the concern, right? You've probably been talking about it on your show. Mayor Adams has been saying this for 2 weeks, that he thought it was people that were professional protesters, is what he calls them. And actually, we met some of them. There was a woman in her 60s who was part of this kind of leading that Hamilton Hall uprising. She was directing traffic, so to speak. So that's what the NYPD will tell us more. The mayor is going to be speaking at 9 o'clock this morning to kind of outline who was taken into custody, who was a student, and who was not. You know, those students that defied the orders and didn't leave ended up facing suspension. Some will obviously be expelled as well as the literally the smoke kind of clears here and they figure this out. I think a guess would be a pretty decent portion of those who were arrested are not students, but again, we'll find that out.
Yeah, all right, so you touched on a little bit. Is the school still planning to suspend and or expel some protesters?
They are indeed, yeah. The school has said they're going to go forward with that, that these students who were involved were given plenty of warning about that in terms of their future here. Now, the suspension could last a year, so some of these students certainly will have their education uprooted, expelled.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's pretty severe as well. So, yes, that will happen.
For the pro-Palestinian demonstrators, is there anti-Semitism? Are you hearing that?
Yeah, we are hearing that. You know, and as a matter of fact, I should mention quickly, too, some of the students who were arrested have already been released, and they're protesting now down at police headquarters, screaming some not very pleasant things at the police and some of the other students. So, you know, is this completely, you know, put to bed, so to speak, in terms of what's gone on in the campus here and the tension and what the Jewish students have faced? I would think probably not, but we'll see how it plays out in the days ahead, Gordon.
How about the status of Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq?
A lot of criticism in terms of her, the calls for her to resign. I talked to a young man yesterday, a senior who's graduating, Gordon. He said, you know, last night as this was unfolding, why didn't she do this a week ago before students were actually put in harm's way with this occupation of this building? So they obviously have a large board of regents here. The world is watching this story. There's going to be a lot of pressure to make a change at the top here. Will that happen immediately? I don't know, but I think going forward that could happen.
Yeah, and just finish up, if you would, speaking of a graduating senior, what about commencement ceremonies? Any of this going to impact that?
Yeah, well, what they're saying now is that they're still planning on doing it. They have a plan B, which would be a football field about 2 miles north here, 212th Street in Manhattan. They can go there May 15th for the graduation if they have to. But I think based on this was really, I think, part of this, that parents were putting a lot of pressure on the school to get this cleared out so they can have their famous graduation on the steps of this beautiful campus here in a couple of weeks. So I think they're going to try to do that.
All right, thanks for a few minutes, my friend. Good talking to you. Glenn Schuck live with us this morning. He's from 1010 Winds Radio in New York.